Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men News. I'm your host, Paul Machin, and I'm joined by Ross Chandley for this one. Hi, Ross. Liverpool obviously won last night. There's some fallout from those kind of things. We've got some other interesting bits and pieces of news as we look toward the Club World Cup, which kicks off today as well. And, of course, we'll have the injury update on Dejan Lovren. Stay tuned for all that. And if you've got any thoughts on anything we've discussed, make sure that you leave them in the comments if you're watching this live, and we'll interact with them as the show progresses as well. Ross, first and foremost, Liverpool confirmed that the private jet which skidded off the runway at Liverpool John Lennon Airport was carrying one of the club's owners, Mike Gordon. He was due at the club for a meeting, and he apparently liked to pass on his appreciations for the amazing staff and the emergency crews. Wow.
Yeah, a story that we'll look up to about, you know, obviously a plane skidding off, and then it developed later on to, you know, Liverpool fans that are out in Salzburg are struggling to come back because there's a massive backlog of, you know, they couldn't get any planes onto the runway to come and land, and obviously it appears it's Mike Gordon. So obvious things to say, but thankfully, you know, it wasn't any worse than it was, that he's okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone else that was on board, you know, is reported is absolutely fine. So, could just made up with these fans, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Before we crack on, just want to draw your attention to the fact that the Red Men TV Christmas jumpers are still available, but if you want to order them in the UK, your chance to do so is drawing very, very short indeed. They obviously got the Divock Origi last Christmas one, the three Christmas ones, and the We Are The Champions ones. By Friday?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Friday. I we've said this before, and Ross is being inundated with emails about this. These are not sat on a rack somewhere. They are being printed to order. You place your order, it goes off to the people who buy, where they're manufactured, they're all printed and made and blah, blah, blah. So obviously there's manufacturing time that needs to be factored into all this stuff. So I would strongly suggest if you're going to order a Red Men TV Christmas jumper and you want it at any point before Christmas, that is all that's being guaranteed right now, by the way, is delivery for Christmas. If you've got your office party on Friday and you order today, you're not going to get it by Friday. I'm just going to save you probably nothing because you're still going to get those emails.
Yeah.
But if you want it for Christmas, then I would look. The posted date is Friday. I would order it today, by the close of play today, by tonight, before you go to bed, get your sweatshirt ordered. The link is on the Twitter. We'll put it in the description underneath as well. But yeah, there is that. Anyway, RousingTheCop.com are reporting that Liverpool are going to offer Ross Sepp van der Merwe a new contract.
Yeah, I was quite surprised, to be fair. Obviously, speak to Jack quite a bit. He does the youth, and he's not been overly impressed by Sepp van der Merwe. I think they won 3-2 yesterday, but he said he was at fault for both the goals yesterday. Maybe it's just one of those that they see the potential in him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very, very young. To have installed a bit of confidence in him, to show their support and, again, potential, realise how good he can be.
Yeah.
You know, he probably needs that little backing behind him.
Yeah, the report comes from Football Insider saying that we're set to offer him a new contract with the club less than 6 months after he joined. The thing for me about the centre-half situation is, look, we're seeing Harvey Elliott and you know, we've seen little glimpses of him and he looks a real talent. Curtis Jones is a couple of years older, he looks a real talent. You know, we've got young players who we're getting glimpses of. Nico Williams looked fantastic at fullback against Arsenal. The thing about Van der Merwe, I think in attacking positions, it sounds weird. It's easier to shine. It's harder to be the best because scoring goals and assisting goals is the most difficult thing you can do in football. But I think it's easier to come in and play your more natural game with. It's harder to show off at centre-half and there's a lot more going on, a lot more riding on you. So, you know, there's a reason why there's not loads of 18-year-old centre-halves playing at the top level of football.
I give them the state of centre-halves that we've got at the minute. were probably just desperate to keep hold of him, thinking Dejan Lovren's injured, John Matip's injured. Please be our centre back.
Well, it would be interesting. You might, we might well find that we might see him on the bench at the weekend. Yeah. You know, something like that is a possibility. If not, we're going to have to use someone else if Lovren's not fit to take it. So yeah, it's another vote of confidence. They've obviously seen enough in him to suggest that he's what they're after, so good. Long may that continue. The Liverpool website have released a guide to Liverpool's FIFA Club World Cup opponents. It kicks off tonight, first of 8 games in the tournament. Al Sadd, the reigning league champions of host country Qatar, face Oceanian representatives Higiene Sport in Doha. Nailed it. Liverpool, participated in the competition in 2005, will enter at the semi-final stage and begin their quest for global glory on December 18th. I love this. This is where the people who work on the editorial side of LFC really get to cut loose. I do feel it. I think the people who have to get to work on Liverpool YouTube these days now have an amazing job, but the people who do the writing still have
it's good. Like, it starts at R5 tonight. I think all of them are on BBC, so you can watch them for free, obviously. So I quite like the sense of, obviously not a massive fan of like England in World Cup games, but I like the tournament. I think this is very much the case of I'll enjoy watching other teams that I've never ever seen play before.
Yeah, so it's going to be, as it stands, we've got the brackets on screen. If you listen to this in podcast form, we'll explain it to you. Al Sadd taking on Hygiene Sport, the winner of which will play Monterrey in game 2 in the second round, which takes place on the 14th of December, which is Saturday, is that right? And then we will play the winner of that game. So we will either be playing Monterrey, Al Sadd, or Hygiene Sport is the basic long and short of where we are so far. And Flamengo will either be playing Al Hilal or AS Tunis. And then obviously we will then play the winner or runner-up of those games, as and when it kind of develops from there. Anyway, Virgil van Dijk has been waxing lyrical about the underappreciated Jordan Henderson, Ross.
Yeah, I think... a minority now, and it's a very, very small minority of people that probably still don't appreciate Jordan Henderson and compare him to other players in the side. I think he's one of those few players that we've got left in the side that maybe has a bit of baggage. You know, he had bad form for quite a long period of time, but I think as a leader, I think he's always compared to Steven Gerrard, which is obviously a downfall towards him. But, you know, it's good that, you know, Virgil van Dijk, of all people in that side, appreciate what he does and the role, and he says, you know, he's our leader, and you don't have to show it in quality just on the pitch. I think you've got to do it behind the scenes as well. It's sometimes things that we don't see.
Absolutely. And Virgil was speaking to an online publication who don't sponsor this show anymore, so we're not going to read their name out, and I'm just going to vaguely obscure their name on the screen as well. Jordan is such an important player for this team, he told that publication. The contribution he makes goes unnoticed sometimes. I don't know if he's underappreciated outside the club, but inside the club I know how highly we all think of him. He's our captain and he always leads by example. He created the second goal with a great pass and always works so hard for the team. We all appreciate what he does for Liverpool, both on and off the pitch. He's a leader. Yeah, fantastic. And look, you can't think that Virgil van Dijk is the absolute best. You can't think that he basically shits gold and sparkles, which he does, but you can't believe them things and then go, actually, he's talking shite on this. He knows what he's talking about, doesn't he? He doesn't need to come out and say these things, and I think anyone can see now. Jordan Henderson was a fantastic performance. The Independent's posing the question, when is Champions League round of 16 and how to watch as Liverpool and Chelsea bid to join Man City and Tottenham? That's not got even the faintest whiff of SEO about it, has it, Ross?
Words.
Not even a sentence.
When is the Champions League?
Yeah, the Independents have gone full text speak. I'm amazing. I chucked fucking emojis in there. Anyway, we know that the draw is Monday.
Yep.
11 o'clock. We don't quite know what we're going to do for this. We'll normally do a live show, some description. We'll figure something out. But rest assured, we will have something live for you on at the time of the draw on Monday on the main. We could even do it on this channel. See, I just don't know. I don't even know why I said that out loud. I've got time to figure this out yet.
Keeping the people guessing for me.
Yeah, absolutely. But know that we will be doing something, so keep your eyes peeled. The draw will take place in Nyon, Switzerland on Monday the 16th. Scheduled to start at 11 a.m. GMT, which means the draw will happen about midday. While Michel Salgado, Gaius Gamendieta and...
Totti.
Yeah, just wank about for an hour doing absolutely nothing. The teams in the draw thus far... hang on a second, is that right? Oh yeah, group winners. Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Juventus, Leipzig, Manchester City, Paris Saint-Germain, Real Madrid, Tottenham Hotspur, and us as well, presumably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Napoli.
Napoli, yeah. Great, this is wonderful work by the Independent. They've missed out on some great SEO there, haven't they? When the fuck was this written? Where's this from?
This morning.
1 hour ago. Piss poor. In fact, let's all tweet at Jack Rathborn. R-A-T-H Born, and just say, you work on the Independent Champions League thing, it's piss poor, Jack. It's piss poor.
Well, take words out, because it's not a proper sentence. Yeah. Do work better, Jack.
Work. Yeah, just say it's piss poor, Jack. Yeah. Let's just do that. Anyway, there's that. It's going to be on BT as well. Wonderful. Anything else you want to draw attention to?
No, not yet.
No. Dejan Lovren injury update then. James Carroll, again, on the official Liverpool website. Jürgen Klopp is optimistic that the injury that required Dejan Lovren to be substituted for the second game in succession in Tuesday's 2-0 win over Salzburg is not serious. The Liverpool defender was forced from the field with a knock and replaced by Joe Gomez after 53 minutes. Speaking at his post-match press conference following the game, the manager explained, he said, "We hope that it's exactly the same as last time. He felt something and we made the decision. It's, of course, not cool. He played really well and was very important. We don't know more in the moment. It felt similar like last time. That's it. We have to see." Look, fingers crossed. The thing for me, and we've just done the build-up show that's going to be going out at some point today or tomorrow for the Watford game, Ross. I would just give Gomez the game. Because if he's done that two games on the run, what's to say it doesn't happen the third game? I just don't see there's any harm in giving Dejan Lovren a weekend off.
Yeah, no, it's concerning the fact that, you know, he went up in the first half, a cramp against Bournemouth. This didn't look the same, which is why I think I'm the same as you, just giving the day off. He looked in actual agony.
He's got his hands on his face. Yeah. And whether that's just because he's just like, it's annoying that it's happened again, but it definitely looked more serious.
Can't be arsed with this.
Well, for fuck's sake, Ross, Jordan Henderson was still capable of playing 50 more passes to Lovren at the weekend before he went off, and he retained them as well. Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, obviously he's trained. They've seen him fit enough. It strikes me that maybe Lovren is doing, look, and it's just good to see, maybe he's just pushing himself through the pain barrier, which I think every one of them has to do, and that is commendable. But look, Liverpool don't want to be in a situation where we've only got two fit centre-halves.
I suspect he's probably worried that he might lose his place at centre-back, which is fine, and so he should do. Joe Gomez is a very good centre-back. Mm-hmm. Going off twice, I think you're right, maybe he's tried to push himself through and he's worked out worse for him.
Yeah, but we'll see. Obviously, Klopp's press conference will probably be taking place on Friday, possibly Thursday, with it being the early kick-off. But we'll keep you updated when we know a little bit more on that. Let's get some thoughts from the comments then, please, Tom.
Yeah, just kicking it off, Ben Pryor with a blue super chat saying, loving the Patreon poll, everyone should join it. But he goes on to speak about Sepp Vandenberg, and he says, "That seems very odd. I can't see Liverpool offering a new contract considering how poor he has been this season. Also, he only signed in the summer."
Yeah, I mean, look, he's just a kid, isn't he? And I think he might not have, you know, hit the ground running or been sensational so far, but, you know, what we've shown with Liverpool is we're not buying players for now, we're buying players for next season, the season after and the season after. For too long, our transfer policy was that, spend the money, if you don't get instant results, you fuck them straight off. And I think as fans, by and large, we've readjusted our thinking on this. So for me, I had no expectations on Van der Beek. I have no expectations of the best case scenario for him was only ever going to be him being fourth choice next season. If it means another season, then who's asked?
Yeah, it's different when it's a youngster as well, because I think the time for them to settle in is difficult, you know, coming from Holland and coming into this country, trying to settle in. It's harder when you're 17, 18 years old to try and do that. And, you know, maybe Liverpool, they're very good at looking after people in a, you know, a very humanised way of saying, well, actually, you know, we believe in what you're doing, and then thinking, you know, putting an arm around them almost and going, actually, no, you can do this.
I'd be interested to know what people watching might know, maybe you do or Tom knows, that there's lads who just train with the first team, but they're young lads who then they play with the unders, but they train with the first team, like Harvey Elliott and Brewster, etc. I don't know whether Vandenberg is in that group or not, or whether he actually is. He's just at the academy. If anyone knows,
I think he's just at the academy. He plays all the unders games and stuff like that. But I think you're right before him saying, like, it's harder for him to impress. And I think he played the Arsenal game, didn't he? We drew 5-5 and stuff like that. Maybe he needs. Problem is, where do you put him in? You try and put him on the bench somewhere at the weekend. He's not getting on, is he?
He should be nowhere near the first team. Look, at the minute, that will change if Lovren's not available, of course. But we've got four centre halves when Fabinho was available. We've also got Fabinho who would drop in and cover if needs be. So
Jinx Milner will do it. Be fine.
Yeah, Gene loves it. Go on, Tom.
Damien Jarovsky, with a green super chat. He says, I would like to get Barca again so we can smash them. Hashtag Payjack Nudes.
I don't think we can, come in.
They won their group, so yeah, it would have to be in the quarters. But yeah, I think there's definitely something to. I think it would be lovely to get like Real Madrid or Barca quite early on in the knockouts and just like batter them. So it's not even like a massive big occasion. You're like a semi-finals, do or die. You're booking your place in the final. Finals are finals. But I must admit, I do like the idea of if you could get those big teams early on and just make short work of them.
It's
delicious.
If we got Barca, not this round, but the one after, when we do the coach greeting, I think all Liverpool fans should just wear Rigi masks when the coach comes through. Not move, don't say anything, just stare at the bus.
Absolutely.
Game one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. Couple more, two more super chats. Stephen Somerville with a blue super chat. Thank you. He says, when will the Mitch Payjack podcast be coming back?
You know what? I'm so pleased how many people are asking this question because it shows that people actually genuinely enjoyed the podcast. If you don't know, me and Chris have got our own YouTube channel, YouTube, I think it's youtube.com/C/ Majex Payjack, whatever, just say Majex Payjack podcast on Spotify as well. We've enjoyed it, but we've just not had time this season because Liverpool have been so flat out and we've got so many other things going on. Hopefully it'll come back soon. But if you've not watched it and you want to go and check out some of the older episodes, then by all means, please do.
And finally, BG Hawks with another blue super chat says, should Keita be a starter now?
Yep.
If he's fit, yeah. My concern is playing three games on a bounce, mm-hmm. but he looks... On the surface of it, he looks fine. He looks wonderful. He's been
looks
our best
calm
player.
And ready. To
yeah.
Drop bombs.
Yeah.
I think people have. I've said this for a while. What Keita needed to do was just make himself, get himself firmly into that bracket that Ox has been in, and yep. that Shaqiri should be in. Of and Origi's definitely in. Of you playing, you play 60 minutes, or you play 30 minutes here, and 15 minutes there, and then you'll start the third game. And then you'll go back to the bench for a couple of games and play a few bits and pieces here. But I actually, and what I think those two recent performances tells me, and we should know this, because look, again, keep saying it, we picked him to start in the new camp. He played back-to-back games. We sent him to the new camp because we thought our best team to beat Barcelona in the new camp had Naby Keita in it. And I think he's been meant to be in this team the whole time, the same way Fabinho was meant to get to this point where he's in there every week. I think that's the case of Keita, but, and what's the ultimate caveat? As you say.
If he's fit, but arguably, like, if he doesn't start the weekend, I'd be fine with it. I don't understand why. If, like, you know, again, rotation coming in, switch, Chamberlain got a rest, you know, midweek. He starts instead. He's not like
he's not played football, though, so it's not. So the only thing is if you think that you're managing his fitness as in, like, you think he might break down again. But at this point, we're rotating because lads have played shitloads of football. Yeah. We're rotating. Okay, Salah's had a bit of an injury, but we're rotating to maintain freshness. Keita doesn't need to be rotated to maintain freshness. Hope that's my thought. I'm like, I might be wrong, but that's... So, like, if he's fit... I think he will play unless the plan is that they want him to play in both Club World Cup games, in which case you might see him on the bench. Or again, it might just be it's Ox's turn to play in midfield. Or it might be both. Interesting stuff, nevertheless. But thank you very much to everyone for the super chat. Thank you very much for watching, for listening, for interacting with us. And make sure, obviously, these have been going out. We went out early yesterday, we've been out a bit late today. If you haven't subscribed, do click the subscribe button on YouTube and make sure you click the notification bell. You'll get a little notification pop up on your phone when we go live, and that way you can just watch. You won't miss any of the near enough lunchtime live shows that we do Monday to Friday. Make sure you go and buy your Red Men TV Christmas sweatshirt and go and buy me and Ross's book as well. We've got the final 30 copies available and then it is gone. Check my Twitter at @ThePaulMachin if you want more information on that. Perfect Christmas present for all the Reds. Good, talented, wonderful Reds in your lives, or maybe just yourselves if you're selfish. Be selfish, there's nothing wrong with that, it's Christmas. Other than that, see you very soon, tomorrow for the news, in fact. Ta-ra.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.